P-minus 15. Inner force field. With nothing else to do, Dan held his breath and stepped forward. He was unsurprised, but very much honored and impressed to see Leisha walk in lockstep with him towards the imposing and terrifying architect. "Can you talk to him?" Dan asked.
"If I can, he's not replying," Leisha said.
Immediately upon sending this thought to Dan, Leisha's entire body was thrown backwards by an effortless thrust of telekinetic force. The architect hadn't moved, not even a finger, but Leisha had been thrown all the way back into the hard edge of the invisible force field he'd created moments earlier. It looked painful and, quite simply, had to have been, but Leisha's focus was now on covering his ears like everyone else's had been. He had the presence of mind to lift the force field and then step inside before sealing it again. In the brief seconds the veil was lifted, everyone else fell to their knees in reaction to a sound, inaudible to Dan, that utterly dwarfed the one they had heard first time around.
"What is wrong with you?" Dan asked defiantly. Frozen to the spot by fear rather than any externally imposed immobilization, he didn't mean to sound confrontational, but simply couldn't help it.
At that point, the architect opened its mouth and let out a series of click-based sounds interspersed with hisses. Dan had never heard anything like it, and had no wish to do so again. For while the messengers had introduced themselves to Dan with melodically sung syllables, the architect's voice was dissonant and unpleasant.
"I don't understand you," Dan said out loud and hoping the reverse wasn't true. "Can you do telepathy? Do you have a cable?"
"Come to me,"
a voice called deeply in the recesses of Dan's mind. Incredibly, unlike on every single occasion he had communicated telepathically with the messengers, the words came not in his own mental accent. Instead, they came in an altogether horrifying, coarse growl.
"This is why it's here," Dan thought, trying to psych himself up. "This is why I'm here."
"Come to me,"
the demanding and somehow dark voice repeated. Dan McCarthy focused his gaze as tightly as possible on the architect's crocodilian eyes, which were ironically perhaps the least terrifying aspect of its enormous and intimidating presence, and walked towards it. Within seconds, he was on his back and unconscious.